about the 9 o'clock music. If it's 9 o'clock in the east, 6 o'clock in the west, and then there's evidence in between that there's a different time period. You think, Jennifer?
I think there might be.
Got that right. Jennifer Horn is here. She's in the western or Pacific time zone. Roberta Fasanelli is in the eastern time zone. Clay Cohut also in the same zone, as is Anne Marie, who is one of the Boomer Broads, who joins us for a commentary and the conversation. Janet and Anne Marie like to spend time with us. We like to spend time with them, informing you as to their way of thinking, just to see if it matches your way of thinking.
And I like to think I'm in my own zone, frankly.
Way, I think you are, and you're in maybe the ozone.
At least you didn't say the old zone.
Yes. The problems, we like to discuss problems and find solutions to problems. Here, that's one of the things that we are, we think we're pretty good at that, and maybe we've fooled everybody else into thinking it as well. The hoopla about those people who, first of all, call themselves journalists. Now, I have never, ever, ever claimed that I was a journalist. I am not, never have been. I've worked as a news reporter. I have run a news radio station, and I'm pretty connected to the news. But I have never looked upon myself as being a journalist. I think journalists, present company excluded, because Roberta and Anne Marie have very similar backgrounds.
Well, what do you call yourself?
I'm a radio conversationalist. People say,
what does that mean? What's the difference?
It means that I talk about things that are of interest, hopefully, to lots of people.
You are a thought stimulator.
Maybe in the news. Some of them, I just don't consider much of what's talked about here, even in serious circumstances, to be the news, because it's not credible. Things that come out of guys' mouths or women's mouths who work for these conjectured news operations like Fox or MSNBC, or even, I mean, when you get right down to it, there's way too much of the stuff. One of the things that Juan Williams got into, Juan is a sort of credited and credible journalist, but he's gone off into other things because there's more money, frankly. I mean, the perfect example, the news radio station in Boston, I worked on that station when I was a kid. It wasn't the news radio. I ran the news radio station in Boston. It was the forerunner to the one that currently is. And the fellow who was the anchor of the morning news, been there for, I don't know, 4 years, 5 years. He's a guy who actually went, he and I worked together in our first jobs back in Worcester, Massachusetts in 1869.
Are you talking about Ed?
Ed, yeah.
Well, you know he's retired.
Well, that's one of the points. He's not really retiring. He objected to having salary cut by 50%. That's why he's leaving.
Oh, you know the inside scoop.
I do know the inside scoop, yeah. And,
wow.
And,
cool.
And one of the reasons that I bring it up is not to necessarily talk about Ed. Ed Walsh is his name. He's been on a lot of great radio stations around the country over the years, has distinguished himself as a journalist. He also ran a news department. He was program director of a radio station in New York, another one in Phoenix. Anyway, the reason I bring it up is because there are two focuses here, it seems to me, that matter. One of them is the state of journalism today, which is in shambles. It is not the preferred way of people getting the news, and therefore it isn't worth money. In the old days, in former days, the fellow doing the job that Ed Walsh was doing for the past 3 or 4 years, was making well over $1 million a year. And so when Ed came, they cut the salary in half. Well, he hadn't been there for that long. That's fine. Now they're cutting his salary more than in half. And he said, I guess I'm done. And the reason that I say that is because people who are journalists or news people on radio stations, television stations, the pay is down to nothing. It's peanuts in comparison to, even though we would recognize, I mean, I remember from the newsroom in Boston that I ran, most of the same people that are at the news radio station that now is the news station of Boston used to work for me at the old radio station. But you know what those people made, Anne Marie. You were one of them.
Yeah, but so why do you think this is happening?
Because there is no respect anymore for journalism because of tricks, if you will, if that's what it is. It's not really a trick. Stunts like Olbermann. And he's not telling the folks at NBC that he was giving. I have no problem him giving. It's none of my business who he gives to. But if the rule of the company says, okay, this is what you're supposed to do, then you don't do it, you get suspended. And so all this hoopla by people on both sides paying attention to Olbermann, you know, who has maybe 40 or 50,000 viewers a night if he's lucky, is a bunch of hooey.
Well, that's one of the things I was going to point out. I mean, I
took a long time to get there, excuse me, but that's sort of
right. I think it really also has to do, and I don't know that this for a fact, but I think it has to do with the fact that audiences are shrinking for these people, and there's more.
If you don't know that as a fact, then how do you call it a fact?
Well, I don't know that it's a fact.
I know, but you said, but as a matter of fact, I'm just teasing you.
Oh, well, okay. But don't, well,
you know what?
Don't take me literally, but.
No, okay, that's good. I like that.
Okay. I honestly don't know why, and I didn't know until this minute that was the reason for Ed's departure.
Yes.
But I'm assuming that because audiences are shrinking for traditional broadcast media, except for you, of course.
This isn't traditional anymore. I mean, we're certainly. In a sense,
you're everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's all over the place with the various ways of getting the content out, whether it's a video or audio online or the radio stations, podcast. That's the way it is now.
Yep.
And so, and they try to keep up with that. The news radio station has decent ratings, and they do a okay job. There's nothing there that's exciting or stimulating. It's just, okay, blah, blah, this is the news, and blah, blah, here's the weather, and blah, blah, here's the traffic, and blah, blah, here's a commercial, and blah, 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 blah.
Well, one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this today is because I really wanted to know, and I didn't mean to get heavy or, you know, serious,
okay.
But
yeah.
Well, I really wanted to know whether you personally have ever felt constrained.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And in what way and why?
Several ways, and I'll tell you about them in a minute. 13 after on Good Day.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV through what?
Oh, through Wii! Correct! Woo! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console, all for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
This is Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus with a word on Sustanex. Go to the website trysustanex.com to get a $5 off coupon, which is good at all the stores around the country where Sustanex is sold. Why is this important, Ken?
Doug, one of the best things you can do to defend against cold and flu is to take probiotics. The probiotics in Sustanex have been clinically shown to boost the immune system against cold and flu viruses.
Unlike probiotics found in a lot of yogurts and supplements, with Sustanex, you don't have to worry about not getting live cells because Sustanex probiotics survive extreme temperatures, storage, and your stomach acids.
Doug, the nice thing about taking Sustanex for your immune system is that you get side benefits, including better digestive health. Colds and flu and digestive problems are some of the most widespread health complaints. Take Sustanex, and you'll just feel better overall.
Go to trysustanex.com for $5 coupons. Good at stores where Sustanex is sold, like Walgreens, CVS, and Target. Get the coupons. Go to the store and get Sustanex.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
It's 16 after the hour. The magic of radio and television combined at GoodDayShow.com. Doug Steffen with Anne-Marie Rowan. Oh, I do that all the time.
It's okay. I love it. It's fine.
That was her news name.
That was my news mom.
Right. And so we're talking about journalism. That's her legitimate news name. Let's see here. We have Roberta Fasanelli, who also was a legitimate news writer and reader at WOR in New York, among other...
United Press International.
United Press.
CBS.
Yeah. I mean, she's been around like you have been, Anne-Marie.
Been around.
I don't mean that like you've been worn out, but you guys have similar values.
Her news tarts us.
Yeah, proud.
So the question is, does Doug Steffen have in his being at the moment a reservation about what he says on the air from time to time? Is that the question?
Yes.
Yes.
Because, well, no. Let's expand the question a bit.
Okay.
Because of recent incidents where people are getting, you know, 2-day ridiculous suspensions or fired or whatever, chastised in some way because of what they say on the air. Is there a restraint being?
There are numbers of reasons for numbers of restraints. I'll give you the most recent thing. Last week, I was I had been through my affiliate person. Most people know that I, and some people care, some people don't care. It doesn't make any difference. It's still a radio program, but I happen to own it. And the only other person around who does that is Ramsey, and he has a lot of help from the Christian evangelicals. And he and I have become quite, I like the guy, quite good friends over the years. He works very hard, has a great organization. And so the business of selling yourself to stations is an important part of what we do. My new affiliate person.
That's your primary source.
Yeah, it's my living. I make a living selling commercials. That's it.
They are your judges,
right.
In other words.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Jake Russell, who was Laura Schlesinger's main person, now that she's leaving, he's now become mine, made a deal with the Salem broadcasting outfit that owns a number of talk stations to carry a couple of hours of a certain. I do two or three different programs, and they were going to carry it. Until the man at the top, a guy named Ed Atzinger, I don't mind telling this story, said, no, Stefan's not welcome here. And the reason Stefan's not welcome here is because I used to be on a lot of Salem stations, and I was told by the fellow who I thought was in charge that they weren't going to have a competing morning program with me, and they were expanding, and it was going quite nicely. And then 3 weeks after I was told that, Bill Bennett was hired to do a morning program, and I was miffed and didn't exercise good judgment, and I said something about Bill Bennett and his gambling on the air. And from that point to this, I have been forbidden, verboten.
Banned.
Yeah,
banished.
I'm banned from Salem. So even though this happened 6 years ago, whenever it was, still doesn't make any difference. And so I am careful about what I say for reasons like that. I've been thrown off of stations because of things that I said that were completely – I had a bad joke about – Hispanics and McDonald's that didn't work, and I really didn't. It was a result of what Rich McFadden and I call his family, his children, bad. At least somebody thought it was bad, and that was because it was about McDonald's, and they just put McDonald's on the air as an advertiser, and didn't like it, so they threw me off the station because the people at McDonald's were angry, and there had to be a pound of flesh, so it was me. I said once a number of years ago that Jesus. There's a story in the Bible or someplace that Jesus had some girlfriends.
I love that you've repeated all the stories that you've gotten kicked off the air
right now. Yeah. So I get kicked off the air off of a station for that reason. Politics, I'm not considered right of center or left of center because I'm a libertarian. I'm pretty much in the middle with most of the country. But if I'm not hard enough to the right, some of the stations that carry me don't think I fit. So off I go. So am I concerned about what I say on the air? You're damn right I'm concerned about what I say.
The point is, when you're on the air for 4 hours every day.
I'm on the air 6 hours a day.
Or 6 hours every day.
6 hours every day, 6 days a week.
How do you monitor every
word that comes
out of
your mouth? Well, that's the point. There's no such thing as perfection, but there is no room anymore because people are so intolerant because the people like Olbermann and Hannity on either side have ratcheted up the discussion to the point of intolerance. And hold on a second. I want to continue this conversation. Good. It's a good focus. 21 after Anne Marie with Roberta and Jennifer and me on Good Day.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
1932.
Technologic.
I'll see if I can get the chat room. Hold on there. Where is she? Hi. So I'm trying to get myself on to, what am I doing wrong here, Richie? I'm trying to
click over there.
All right, so it's not going anywhere. I can't get it beyond when I click on to, is there another way to get in here?
Did you click on the icon on your desktop, or are you going to the programs or start button?
All right.
There you are, right here. I got you.
All right. Now I have, wait a minute, I've got the monitor on. That's going to be good.
Good, listen to the show. Listen to the show.
Sir, turn your radio down.
Yeah. Duh.
This is a tempest in a teacup. What you do about nothing? For crying out loud, man, this isn't brain surgery.
Having fun with
no.
Doug's Tempest birthday.
Birthdays for Tuesday, the 9th of November. We had somebody from the Blue Oyster. Didn't we have this song featured a week or two ago? Blue Oyster Cult. One of the members. This is the bass player's birthday. 62-year-old Joe Bouchard. We celebrate and acknowledge. This is Blue Oyster Cult's big song. Although I think they have a couple of others. I just can't name them at the top of my, off the top of my head. Let's see here. Yeah, this is pretty much. I'm looking at some of the other things they've done. Most people would not recognize him, but it's nice to recognize him on his birthday. Alan Gratzer, who's the drummer for REO Speedwagon. Another pop song that most people recognize. Keep on Loving You, Take It on the Run, a couple of their big hits. He's 62, born in the state 1948. And then there's Sandra Denton, known as Peppa. Saldan Peppa. Jennifer? Saldan Peppa.
I love them.
At 46, she thought she had grown out of it, but she hasn't yet. So, rap singer.
January.
Who's your what?
I saw him in concert this last January.
How do you go to a concert with a rapper? What
oh,
do they do?
So good.
Oh.
Had my group thing going.
All right, Anne-Marie, Jennifer, Roberta, Doug, Clay, and I. Richie's at the hospital. Finally, I think, got his butt out of bed and went to the hospital to get his blood work done and what else is going on to find out what's really wrong with him.
We're talking about... And I can't get up.
Michael Cameron.
All right, so we're talking about whether or not those of us who are on the radio have freedom to speak what's on our mind, and the answer to that question is no.
Well, some do.
No, not really. Sooner or later, it gets it. One way, I mean,
well, Russ
but it depends
does,
on, yeah, the ramifications of it, depending on how big you are, or how, I'm certainly no Rush Limbaugh. There's a tier of sort of a syndicated host. There's an A tier, a B tier, a C tier, and a forget it tier. I'm in the B tier. The A tier has maybe four, arguably five people that are in it. And so those people can do no harm or no wrong. They won't get, because their audience is strong and they have strong support from their syndicators behind them. And so, you know, that's the practical side of the can of worms. You like sausage, but you don't
necessarily like what goes into it. That's really the behind the scenes. The big companies would tell any station that said, hey, Rush Limbaugh said that, and I don't want him on. Fine. We'll take all the other programming that you're getting from Premier, same syndicator as Rush, off of all your stations. And by the way, not only the talk station, we'll take Delilah away from your music station. Oh, okay, I guess I can't do that. That's how it works with me.
So what are the pros and cons? I mean, you just expressed some of the cons, but
well,
what
I'm
are
not
the pros
good at,
of being independent?
I wouldn't. I've taken a salary cut, not of my own choosing, but because of the reality of the economy, and other people would have that same reality to deal with, except that they have contracts that go over a long period of time, and so the companies have to weather the storm. The people that are on the air don't necessarily have to weather the storm. And so, you know, there's that element to it. But I think the more important question here, and if you don't mind, I'm going to have you stick around. This is a very stimulating and a very, and you can tell by listening to me, I'm extraordinarily animated about this because I've been doing this for a long time. I've seen just about every trend that there has been. And there's a dangerous trend now to shut people up that folks don't agree with. And, you know, it's fine not to agree with somebody, but you don't shut them up and keep America free. That's one of our big problems and a big concern to me. We'll talk more about it in a few moments, 28 after on Good Day.
Did you know that over time, high cholesterol can contribute to plaque buildup in arteries? But when diet and exercise alone aren't enough, adding prescription Crestor rosuvastatin calcium helps manage cholesterol in adults. And Crestor is proven to slow plaque buildup in arteries as part of a treatment plan to lower cholesterol to goal.
And now there's another great reason to learn about Crestor. It has the lowest average monthly copay of any brand name statin on most insurance plans. Individual costs may vary. Crestor is not right for everyone, like people with liver disease or women who are nursing, pregnant, or may become pregnant. Simple blood tests will check for liver problems. Tell your doctor about other medicines you are taking, or if you have muscle pain or weakness. That could be a sign of serious side effects.
See our ad in Golf Magazine. Call 1-800-CRESTOR or visit Crestor.com, where you can also get a free trial offer. Then talk to your doctor about Crestor. If you can't afford your medication, AstraZeneca may be able to help.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's, it still works wonders.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
Hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. Wind Blue Power carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers, and all Wind Blue Power kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code radio for 5% off, or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And cross food off your to-do list.
What is there about this thing? 33 after the hour, helping you to have an amazing day. This is Listen Radio, not talk radio, although I guess I'm doing a lot of talking now because Anne-Marie, who is here,
record.
Has hit a button with me. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, we're all radio and, to a lesser extent, television brats. We're all radio brats, really, all of us. Jennifer grew up in a radio family. Her dad and I are about the same age, and we've been knocking around here doing this all of our adult lives. We've done other things with our lives, but this is the thing that sort of we've come back to or settled into. There are other people. Anne-Marie has a distinguished and really good career as a news person, but because of the realities of guys who are leches that she worked for always wanted to have sex instead of acknowledging.
The good old days. Huh?
Yeah, right. Roberta, did anybody, when you were working in the news department, any of these places you enumerated a few minutes ago,
want
you to have sex with them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, one time one of the bosses I was due on, I had a 1 a.m. call, and we were snowed in, and they had all put us up at a hotel, and he was coming on to me, and, and I said, but I've got to be in work at 1 o'clock. He says, oh, don't worry, I'm the manager of the division. I'll make an excuse for you. And I looked at him. I said, look, you're drunk.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's bad.
Terrific. All right. So the if you're just joining us, the basic thread of the conversation here in this hour came about as Anne-Marie wanted to have us examine the occasion of Keith Olbermann giving money to the Democratic candidates and the hubbub that it created and what more deeply is involved. Not there. I mean, that's nothing. It's no big deal. It's who cares?
I think it was just a huge publicity stunt on the part of the network.
Do you really?
Maybe. And it worked wonderfully well because everybody talked about
Absolutely.
It for 3 days.
Because
they're dying in the ratings.
They didn't have to make this public.
Mm.
They didn't have to suspend him.
He wouldn't have been on the air.
Yeah, but they didn't have to suspend
him. He had a cold.
Oh, they could.
You're forbidden from talking about it or something like that.
Right.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Roberta.
And so, I think it was all done for publicity.
It gets back to the nature of the business now. It isn't about news. It isn't about credibility. It isn't about anything except how many people do we have watching or listening to us and how much can we get for advertising. That's all it is. It's a business. The people who I love the folks at NPR who got all washed up about Juan Williams. Give me a break.
Yeah, well, they handled
what a bunch of phonies. They have that woman is probably going to lose her job the next time the board meets. And they need to have somebody else there because she's lost all of her credibility, handled it poorly, admits to having handled it poorly. And so, but you get back to the very core of a free society. It's like people argue with me. I had this argument with a guy at the Radio Hall of Fame dinner on Saturday night in Chicago about Howard Stern. I think Howard Stern belongs on the radio. And this guy says, oh. And this is a radio guy.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
And he starts arguing with me. And I said, wait a minute. And this guy is a, I mean, I know him. He's not my friend, but I certainly know him well enough to have a frank conversation with him. I said, "How? What are you talking about? There are 14 or 15 million people who are taxpayers in America said they wanted to, and they voted with their ears, saying that they want to listen to Howard Stern. How dare you, in your judgment, your judgmental way, say Howard Stern doesn't belong on the radio? I mean, what do you know how silly you sound? God, I got all huffy and puffy with me, and the other people at the table were a little uncomfortable. But I was very strident because I think, even though it's not my cup of tea, my God, man, turn the radio off if you don't want to listen to it.
Right, folks.
Who are you to tell me I can't listen to something? I paid the same taxes you did. The airwaves belong to the public. So how do you tell one member of the public that they don't matter? That's basically what you're saying, because they have a different taste than you. Who the hell are you? Sorry.
Well, I think it's because I come from a news background, so I wasn't allowed to have an opinion.
Right.
Really,
now they can you. Now everybody's got an opinion.
Well, that, but also I think that not only is it refreshing to know that radio still exists and people still listen to it by the millions, but that there
actually,
are more
people listen to radio now than have ever.
And that's great.
Yeah.
But there are more choices, too. You can also listen to Internet. You can also listen to, you know, I mean, there's just a lot more ways. And Walter Cronkite used to say, we have a responsibility to ourselves to get your information and all information, you know, not just journalism, but all your information from as many sources as possible.
Yep. Yep.
Why not?
So, anyway, but
I'm with you on that.
The point is that there are lots of different ways to weed you out. And interestingly enough, the candidates for doing what we're doing here are dwindling. There are no farm teams. There are no places for people to practice and be bad. Well, people say the Internet, you can practice and be bad. Yeah, and maybe that'll be the salvation. But why do you think people who have been around as long as all of us have been, and frankly, most of the people who are well-known, have been around for quite a long time? Why do we maintain our value? Well, we're tried, we're true, we're trusted, but we're also the only ones around because nobody else can muster up enough whatever it takes. Once in a while you come up with a gem. There are a few characters around that are trying radio, but if you talk to any program director of any radio station, they're having a hard time finding good people to replace some of those who are, for whatever the reason, going away.
Is that why you're giving me a chance, Doug, is because you felt like you needed to give back to the radio community of the future?
Well, you know what, Clay, that thought didn't enter my mind, but it might not be a bad thing for me to say, even if I don't
well
mean
tonight,
it.
Sleep well tonight,
Dougie. Yeah, right. I'll sleep well knowing I'm giving Clay a chance.
Right.
But I've had a lot of people over the years. Sean Hannity used to call me all the time. And how do I do this? When he was a kid down in Huntsville, Alabama. I can go through any number. Ramsey, that's why we're friends, because he used to ask me, you know, what was my experience? Because I did it so much differently than everybody else did. There were people who were asking all the time, and I was happy to help them because I think we are all here to help. Why not? And so in that sense, there are few people who, I guess maybe this goes for any business, though, Anne-Marie. There is a love it, taste it, live it kind of a mentality for people like me who have been at this for a long time. Limbaugh started doing his syndicated program in August of 1988. I started doing this program in October of 1988. And the only person who's been doing it longer than Rush and me is Dean Idell. Other than that, there's nobody doing Monday through Friday syndicated radio around the country that's been doing it consistently. But then you look at there are a number of people who have been at it 12, 14, 15, 16 years. And if they've survived this long, they're probably going to survive as long as they would like to.
But let me just throw in one note of optimism.
Yeah.
I like to throw in everyone when I can. And there really is one. And I don't know if you see this, but I run a marketing agency in Boston, and we get a lot of intern applications. We have a lot of interns, a lot, every semester. And many of them come from, come from PR, come from marketing, but with a minor in broadcast or journalism, really interested in news gathering. And these are, you know, 20, 22-year-old kids. We have a lot of interns after they graduate who come and say, let us, you know, can we just, you know, hang out or work for you for a while till we find a job because we want to learn. I see a lot of young kids coming along who are very eager to learn.
Yeah.
And
some good people on your staff. They've either been attracted to you or you've found a way to attract them.
Well, we make a commitment to bring kids. I mean, they don't Xerox and make coffee. I Xerox and make coffee, and my staff does. If you get paid, that's what you do. But otherwise, you're here to learn and grow. I just sort of in response to your, there's nobody coming along. I think there might be a lot.
I don't know if there is nobody, but they're not encouraged because the business isn't as it was before. But I think there are a lot of reasons. I mean, look at the journalism schools. They're dying. There were, this past year, the number was 39,000 some odd people who consider themselves journalists employed in this country. 10 years ago, the number was twice that many.
Well, I think there are a lot of kids who are experimenting online with their own shows, and maybe they're waiting for people like you and Rush or whomever to, you know, to retire so that there's a slot.
I'm not retiring, so they can't have this. My guess is that Limbaugh, as long as he's cashing checks for about $50 million a year, will keep going as long as he can talk. So, you know, if it isn't his wife, who's 36, is going to want him to keep going, so she'll have a few trinkets when he kicks the bucket.
Well, you know what? We're glad you're there. We're glad you're not muzzled. I really was interested in...
But I am muzzled. I'm most certainly muzzled. If I weren't muzzled, I'd say a lot more than I have said. And I don't go out of my way to be controversial. I would just say things that were on the spur of the moment. But right now, if we don't all think before we open our mouths, then you get into trouble. And that's one of the things that I object to, because if you really are going to say what's on your mind, you're not going to be really prepared. And so every once in a while, as a member of that school, I do get myself into trouble because I do say something that's either stupid or it's controversial. And I'm not even doing a controversial program. Imagine people who are trying to do a controversial program when they say stuff. And frankly, a lot of the people who are on the air are not that bright anyway. Mm-hmm. When you get down to it, the people on television that read the news are not, they are dull at best, except for Gretchen, what's her name, that I kind of like on
Fox. Oh, you like her, Gretchen Carlson.
Yeah, but it's not because she's a good anchor. She's just kind of, kind of cute. So,
I've seen her lately. They have some new slub on there.
Yeah. So anyway.
Well, very interesting.
Very good. Thank you for the stimulation. We're all stimulated by having gotten on to that. Thank you, Anne-Marie.
My pleasure.
16 before the hour on Good Day.
And now for the bonus round. If one is triangle and two is square, what is three?
I want to say deviled ham.
Correct.
Yes.
If beauty's in the eye of the beholder, where's brains?
On the phone with the plumber.
Correct. What does Netflix now deliver instantly through Wii?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
The perfect recipe for holiday entertaining begins with my Martha Stewart collection only at Macy's. From the newest gadgets, roasting pans and bakeware, to pretty whiteware, turkey platters, and more, you'll find everything you need to prepare holiday dinners and feasts for a crowd.
Martha makes it entertaining with the Martha Stewart collection. Take an extra 10% off with your Macy's card or pass during Macy's Veterans Day sale. Putting it all together, that's the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply, savings off sale and clearance prices.
This is Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus with a word on Sustanex. Go to the website trysustanex.com to get a $5 off coupon, which is good at all the stores around the country where Sustanex is sold. Why is this important, Ken?
Doug, one of the best things you can do to defend against cold and flu is to take probiotics. The probiotics in Sustanix have been clinically shown to boost the immune system against cold and flu viruses.
Unlike probiotics found in a lot of yogurts and supplements, with Sustanix, you don't have to worry about not getting live cells because Sustanix probiotics survive extreme temperatures, storage, and your stomach acids.
Doug, the nice thing about taking Sustanix for your immune system is that you get side benefits, including better digestive health. Colds and flu and digestive problems are some of the most widespread health complaints. Take Sustanix, and you'll just feel better overall.
Go to trysustanex.com for $5 coupons. Good at stores where Sustanix is sold, like Walgreens, CVS, and Target. Get the coupons. Go to the store and get Sustanix.
You already know that calcium is important. But did you know that calcium cannot be absorbed without magnesium? That's a fact. And the calcium that isn't absorbed calcifies your soft muscle tissues. Haven't you ever wondered what's really causing all your muscle aches? I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel younger because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained-release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
All right, Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Roberta, and they haven't gotten a word in edgewise much during this hour because Anne-Marie pushed a button that is very important to the general understanding of what goes on in circumstances like this. And maybe because it isn't just my living, I don't consider this to be it is the way that I pay my bills, but it's more than that to me. It's much more than that. It's a part of it's the fiber, the thread of my being. I have four things in my life that are of paramount importance.
Are
my children and my dog. The radio program and the farm probably go hand in hand. And my alma mater. Those are the things that occupy my time and therefore my passions. And the fact that I've been doing a radio program in one way or another, I've been on the air since I was 17 years of age. There's never been a time in my life that I wasn't doing something on the radio. When it gets to down to the nitty-gritty of why people make decisions about things, maybe what this has been, Roberta, over the years is a school of hard knocks. Listen, I have a wonderful life. Nobody's going to have a benefit for me. Well, maybe. We got to get over the humps here. But seriously, the essence of what expression is about. We all have the ability to express ourselves. The problem is some people don't understand what that freedom entails. And you hear it all the time. That guy shouldn't be on the radio. Well, who are you to say he shouldn't be on the radio? Shut up. Don't listen to him if you don't like him. Don't tell me he shouldn't be on the radio. Even though you may vehemently disagree with that person's point of view, it is either free expression or not. You can't have it both ways. And with all of these damned advocacy groups, the Latinos for fair and equal treatment of the fly zone or whatever the hell. I mean, all of these stupid, idiotic, self-proclaimed experts on things. We don't like what you said, so we're going to drive you off the air. You know what? I guess that's part of the marketplace, and they can do it. But the way they put pressure on people that own stations and stuff, it just there's something fundamentally un-American about it all. We're going to get rid of all the dissenters. So, and you see it every day. Every day somebody is folding to some pressure from some big mouth moose head who has no clue about anything except he's got a 501c3 and he can ask people for money and that's how he keeps his job. It is just incredible. So Anyway, I guess that pretty much expends my... I mean, I could actually go on this for hours and probably say the same thing over and over again, but we're saved by the clock and by the bell. Here's the bell. Where's the bell? Here's the bell right here. All right. Little bell, 51 after the hour.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Unthinkable crimes, unimaginable agony, leaving us all shaking our heads. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. It didn't take the jury very long to decide the punishment. 46-year-old Stephen Hayes receiving a death sentence for his conviction in the brutal Connecticut home invasion and triple homicide in 2007. Dr. William Pettit was the lone survivor of that savage attack in which his wife and two daughters were murdered. Outside the courthouse, following the sentencing yesterday, Dr. Pettit offered his reaction to the sentence.
I was glad for the girls that there was justice, because I think it's a just verdict, but mostly I was sad for the loss that we have all suffered.
Pettit went on to say that all of this simply took too long.
38 months to trial in a triple homicide is absurd. I think other states get it done in 12 to 18 months.
Heartbreaking to realize that Dr. Pettit and all the others who went through this agonizing trial will have to do it again when Stephen Hayes' co-defendant, Joshua Komisarzewski, is tried next year. Meanwhile, in Douglas County, Georgia, four people are in custody for the beating death of a teenager outside a house party this past Sunday. Douglas County Sheriff Phil Miller describes the circumstances that led to the murder of 18-year-old Bobby Tillman.
Some girls got into a fight. One of the girls hit a guy, and the guy said, I'm not going to hit a girl back, but the next guy that comes by, I'm going to beat down.
An absolutely senseless murder. Bobby Tillman's mother, Monique Rivera, said she's hopeful her son did not die in vain.
Something will be done about these children attacking each other for nothing. This hatred, this jealousy, this pride is all destructive.
As we said at the top, unthinkable and unimaginable crimes that do leave you shaking your head. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Motorcycle owners, here's something to stash in your saddlebags. GEICO could save you money on motorcycle insurance, and here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak to a specialized motorcycle agent who gives you a free rate quote. If you're like thousands of other riders, the rate is less than what you pay now. And before you can say, cha-ching, the agent also tells you about 24/7 emergency road service for less than a dollar a month. Savings. It's what we do for people. Call today for a free rate quote. Geico, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Schultz Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Schultz Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the custom fit orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Schultz Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
A down day for the Dow yesterday on Wall Street. The Dow off 37 points to 11,407. S&P down slightly. NASDAQ actually up a point. Gold finished at an all-time high of over $1,400 an ounce. Oil prices also finished up 21 cents a barrel to just over $87. Has this ever happened to you? You're behind the wheel. You're feeling a little tired. You start to nod off and look out! New survey from AAA finds two out of every five drivers, 40%, admit they've fallen asleep or briefly nodded off behind the wheel. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, sleepy drivers were involved in 17% of all fatal crashes over the last 10 years. When does a sports story become a big news story? When it involves the Dallas Cowboys. Here's their owner, Jerry Jones.
A decision has been made to move forward with a new person in the head coaching position with the Dallas Cowboys.
Cowboys were supposed to be a lot better than 1-7 at this point in the season, so Jerry Jones yesterday fired head coach Wade Phillips and replaced him with offensive coordinator Jason Garrett. We'll see if it helps. And finally, it's time to play the wheel. Wheel of Fortune, that is. Last Friday, a woman from New Jersey managed to solve a 7-word puzzle after placing just one letter up on the board. The category, phrase. The first word, actually a contraction, a total of 27 letters, 14 consonants, 13 vowels, and Caitlin Burke asked for an L. One L, said Pat Sajak. So with an L up on the board, she then told Pat she wanted to solve the puzzle. Pat was shocked, didn't know what to say, and then Caitlin went right ahead and did it.
I've got a good feeling about this.
That's right.
Sajak called it the most amazing solve in the history of the show. Caitlin won a trip to the Caribbean for coming up with that phrase. The video of this has gone viral on YouTube. Caitlin said she actually knew the phrase based on the blank spaces before she even chose the L. Show off. I need to buy a few vowels just to spell my own name. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.